Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and I'm wearing one of my favorite t-shirts today. And today we're going to focus on the second pillar of coherence, which is source that manifests as spirituality. While that theme sits with you all, I'm going to light some sage to cleanse this shared space. I also invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if it feels safe and comfortable to do so. Also, I always throw safe in there because I know that some of you may be driving, so that just precursor there. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. And just start to tune in to this present moment. If you are driving, what does the road feel like under the tires? Wherever you're sitting or standing or maybe laying down, what does the furniture ground feel like beneath you? And in a minute, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in and keep going. Really fill up those lungs and exhale and tune in to the collective, to everyone that is joining us across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. Let your breathing pattern resume a normal rhythm, and if you would like to, you may open your eyes or you can keep them closed. And I'm going to start shuffling the cards for today. And again, tune back into that theme of source. Are you feeling connected to your higher power? Has doing these daily rituals been helping you with your spirituality? Does the consistency of this practice help you feel in tune? And as always, my intention for this, one just totally popped out. I was going to say my intention for this reading is to bring the collective whatever it needs to hear, but I always trust cards that fly out. And we have the Five of Pentacles. For those of you listening, the Five of Pentacles shows two beggars that look wounded, cold, it is snowing outside, and they are outside underneath a stained glass window. And in that stained glass window is where we see these five pentacles. And this card always evokes this sense of church to me, right? When you see beautiful stained glass like that, how can you not think of church? But I think also, of course, there are these two people who clearly are going through it in the bottom half of this card. And this card really does bring up feelings of hardship, with it being pentacles. Pentacles is the suit of financial wealth, but also material wealth and material gain. This could be a sign that there is some hardship that you're going through. And when we bring in the idea of source, maybe you feel like you're not gaining anything from your relationship with spirit right now. Maybe it feels a little lost, a little left out in the cold in your relationship with source, in this kind of symbolic representation of the church that can be all different kinds of spirit, right? But the beautiful thing about the Five of Pentacles is that it is not just evoking hardship, it also calls us to resilience and trust and faith. Even when things look bleak, do we still have faith? It truly makes me think of what I was told growing up in Southern Baptist churches, that you don't just pray when times are good, you also pray when times are hard. That was always something that was difficult for me to hear and was actually one of the things that I think within the Christian paradigm, so many things I interpreted as judgment for the way I was engaging with source and my spirituality. But when we think about it in the context of prayer being whatever that means to you, and source being whatever that means to you, and faith being whatever belief in what you cannot see could be to you, this card is calling us to have faith in that higher power. Even if that higher power is ourselves, we may feel out in the cold right now, But that does not mean that Source has abandoned us. There are churches everywhere for those with eyes to see. We must simply open our eyes and see them. I had a therapy session today, as I do every Tuesday. One thing that my therapist reminded me of was that in my gratitude practice, I shouldn't just have gratitude for the good things, but actively find what to be grateful for in the hard things. Truly grateful and embody it and feel it, right? And I'm going through a really difficult transition right now. And she was like, this is what you've dreamed of. You wanted this growth. This growth is what you've been working towards. This discomfort is proof that the growth is happening. How can you find gratitude for that? And I was like, wow, you're right. I am grateful that I have something worth struggling for. And that really helped me shift my mind through feeling like I've been left out in the cold to there is light shining through. So I'll just leave that with you for what it's worth and how that really rings true for me today. As we move into our mantra for today, inspired by the Five of Pentacles and our theme of Source, our mantra is going to be, I am resilient. I think resiliency is something that is so powerful because no matter what kind of work we may be doing, personal work, social justice work, purpose, community, relationships, it all takes time and resiliency is important. I'm going to ask you to take another deep breath with me and then on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of I am resilient. Okay, whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating our mantra, I am resilient. For our practice today, if you're someone who practices prayer, I want you to pray, whatever that looks like for you. If you are not a prayer person, I encourage you to do a quick 5-minute meditation or maybe hit a child's pose and just be with yourself in that moment. I encourage you to pray to yourself if that's what that looks like, or pray to your higher power. Whatever communing with Source means for you, let's take 5 minutes and really do that. Thank you all so much for being here today. Please let me know in the comments down below, how has resiliency shaped your life thus far? Please share this daily ritual with someone that you think might enjoy it or could use this reminder today. And I am looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Until then, love. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Please like, hit the subscribe button, follow, rate, review, comment, engage in all the ways with this video. That truly is the best way to show your support for this content and to make sure that it pops up on your feed tomorrow and every day. If you want more from the Cohere Collective, please head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to check out our content and offerings. There is a whole suite of things over there. Thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music, and I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.